Authorities in South Australia are this morning resuming their search for the body of an abalone diver who was attacked by two sharks. It's believed the sharks were great whites, and the attack happened late yesterday, 25 kilometres off the coast of Coffin Bay on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula. The skipper of the dive boat witnessed the horrific attack. Simon Santo reports.
In the late afternoon, the diver was returning to the surface when the sharks went for him. He'd been diving for lucrative wild abalone in the waters off Perforated Island, some distance from the aptly named Point of Void in the Coffin Bay National Park. Inspector Glenn Sikadik is with South Australian Police.
The skipper on the boat unfortunately witnessed the tragedy and has since returned ashore. Port Lincoln CIB detectives are attending and they will be conducting an investigation into the incident. It is also envisaged that a joint emergency service exercise will be conducted in relation to a search of the area, and that'll be between the SAPOL, the State Emergency Service, and the fisheries to try and see if we can locate anything at the scene. At this stage, we haven't recovered the body. The body didn't return to the service once it was taken by the sharks.
Jonas Woolford is the president of the abalone industry of South Australia. He's just completing his 14th season as a diver.
My thoughts go out to the family of the diver, and yeah, I'm extremely sad for them and the sheller also, whom is the poor bugger that's got to be in the boat to go through this. It's very sad. It's devastating.
And the area in which it's happened, Perforated Island, do you know much about that, and can you explain that?
I do. It's out from Point of Void. There's a few islands out there that a lot of abalone divers work.
Are there many sharks out there?
There, quite possibly. I mean, there's sharks all along the coast, really. They sort of migrate up and down.
So is it common for abalone divers to come across great white sharks?
No, it isn't common. Every season there'll be three or four sightings, but usually they just come in and say hello and then move on.
What protection would a diver have?
A lot of divers do use the electronic shark shields. Other divers use the motorised cages. There's even some using the chain mesh suits. However, divers, they're very aware that sharks are around and take all precautions to either stay on the bottom or come up safely.
The best protection for a diver, what is instinct?
Yes, it would be, yes. It's generally that mid-water when you're either descending or ascending that can be the most dangerous.
How will this have an impact upon you and your colleagues?
This will have a major impact. It's extremely tragic to lose one of our own. And, yeah, it's very upsetting.
Do you think it'll prompt another look at perhaps the safety conditions or the precautions that are taken by divers?
Very much so. I think every diver now will be asking themselves the question, how can we do things safer?
Former abalone diver Don Morrison is a veteran of the industry. These days he owns an abalone farm off the Eyre Peninsula. He's worried that too much protection is being afforded to sharks.
I've been predicting this is going to get worse and worse for quite some time, because since I actually turned around and protected the sharks, and secondly, on top of that, all the shark fishermen these days, not very many shark fishermen around anymore, and back in the 60s, 70s and 80s, most of the shark fishermen used to catch the odd pointer, at least once a month, and keep our beaches pretty safe. But since they've been protected, I reckon there is a lot more sharks around.
Abalone industry veteran Don Morrison ending Simon Santo's report.